Hey, you guys, thank you for tuning in to my podcast. If you're new, make sure that you favorite this podcast channel and the ones that keep returning and supporting me. Again, I just want to say thank you. So we're going to go ahead and get into this episode because I have so much to tell you. So y'all, I've been going through so much, you guys, but in a good way, in a good way. Your girl has not only launched one business, but two that I've been working on for forever now, y'all. I've been working on my brand, Color Me Silver, since 2017. Always one of my own brands since I was a little girl. So this was like very, very important to me. I'm going to go back. So back in March, you know, I was laid off from my job because I went to my brother's wedding and it was in Florida. That's when Corona was really starting to come to the U.S. and people were really like just paranoid. So yeah, my boss had sent me home and you know what? They never called me back. I tried to go back and they were like, you know, we just want to keep it small, which is the people that was already working there. Plus, your girl is the only black woman there anyway. So anyways, I was like, it is what it is. You know, of course I prayed and I got unemployment and I was like, well, God, you help me utilize this time to do what I've been wanting. And he was like, you know what, girl, it's time to launch your business. Take it serious. You know, of course I was already taking it serious, but I never had the time to really sit down, map out how I'm going to launch, what I'm going to, you know, say, exactly what I want to do. I had all this time and I utilized it and it's amazing. It is amazing. I'm still learning. I still go back to the drawing board, which I feel like you'll forever do. So not only did I open up my line, well, not open up, but launch, you know, my personal line, I also got to launch my branding and marketing business. And I also changed my major to marketing business. Y'all know I was in nursing school. If y'all have been listening to me, that didn't really work out well. I did good in it, but I didn't love it. I was good at what I did, but I did not love it. I was like, I'm only doing nursing to fund my business, to stack up, to be in a good financial place where I'm ready to start and just, you know, I was like, oh no, I was putting myself behind, which was the issue. But now I'm better. Now I got my head on. I was like, I don't got to go through all that. And that's where faith comes. And that's where I started really practicing and using what I've learned and applying it to my life. So y'all, I've just been amazed. A lot of people in my Instagram, when I would do my polls and questions, they all would ask me, well, how do you stay positive? Lots of prayer, lots of faith. I grew my relationship with God. I don't know what y'all believe, what y'all do, but whatever y'all do, you know, try to gain a relationship or I don't know. This is what I do. So you have to find your method. Find where you go to, what's your outlet, who's your source of positive and energy. So all of that plays a big part. It took a lot of cutting people out. Again, that comes with growth. People who didn't serve me in a positive way, who didn't bring me, you know, good feelings, positive vibes, who was always into drama, cut off completely. Like I don't even want to deal with them. Because I'm like, I can't be around that. I can't. Every time we're together, it's some bullshit. You're talking about somebody. You're into it with somebody. You're always nagging. You're always unhappy. Just spiteful. I don't like that. It's always some sly comments. If I say this, oh, how you gonna do that? Cut off. I had to. And my life is so much better. So much better. Now I won't be on here and act like, you know, my life is just perfect. Of course it's not. I am still in a storm, but I'll be praising my Lord and Savior. It don't feel like anything. You know what I'm saying? It could be a hurricane, I mean, right now, but where I'm sitting, it's peaceful. It's peaceful because I'm like, look at what God has done for you. Look what He is doing for you. You're growing. Everything that I'm going through, I learned to apply it and use it and grow. So that's where everything about my personal brand, you know, it plays a part with the self-care, the self-love, and the selfish, which is improving, spiritually seeking, and healing. Everything about my brand is my journey. You know, if y'all know me personally, when I first came out and was selling like lashes and stuff, it was the Queen's Collections. I didn't love my name. I was like, this is not it. I just rushed. It wasn't it. So I was like, my name is Silver. Like, why don't you brand off? You've always wanted to when you was a little girl. Like, your name is Silver. Like, your personality. You have to brand off of it. So I was like, calling me Silver. And everything plays a part. Even from my name, from what I sell, it's me. You know, calling me Silver. Like, it's me. I know people are like, okay, we get it. No, what I'm saying is, when I say color me silver, I'm like, when you're painting a picture, make sure it's me. When you're telling people about me, when you're going on and you're talking, make sure you're painting the real me. Don't try to make me into this or make me sound this way to somebody else. Color me silver. And another thing I'm big on is, you know, I always tell people, you're the author and illustrator of your own book. Your life is your novel. That's you. That is you. That is your book. So you have a journey. You have plot twists, you know? I try to tell people. So that's where everything comes to play. Which next year, I'm doing this big drop that I'm not going to say too much on it. But just know, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. And I worked so hard on it, working with my team. So just be ready next year. And I don't want to put an exact date because, again, like I said, me being small, me starting out, having a small team, you know, launch days might vary. I could say in April and then be wanting to go back to the drawing board because something is missing, you know. So I do know that it is next year because I've been working on this since last year, okay, but next year will be the year, and I really want y'all to tune in, because this is going to help so many people. But anyway, so let me go back and tell you. So I told you guys about me launching two businesses, and my marketing business, I love it. I've helped several people. Your girl even gained a major contract with a big business. Been around for years and doing their marketing. Y'all, I graduate in 2 years. So yes, me changing my major has put me back, but not really. You know, I had to learn to accept, you know what, I graduate on my own time as long as I'm doing it. But who said I had to wait until I graduate to start doing what I love? Right, so your girl done gained a contract doing what I love without my degree. I'm still going to get that degree, okay? It's still loading, but this is amazing to say. Like, I just launched this year during a pandemic, okay? And I'm already working with a big business. I have two other big businesses coming, and they've been talking to me about how they like what I do and how they're needing some help, and they want me on board. So all that plays out. I'm just like, wow. Like, I haven't even got my degree in this yet. But God shows you, like, this is for you. I love this so much. How people, when we were in nursing school, and they were so just passionate about it. And I'm like, you know, like, I like it, but I'm, you know, just love it. You know, eat, breathe, and sleep nursing. No, but this, yes, every time somebody come up with a business plan or want to tell me, and I'm like, I get so enlightened by it. Like, my face just glows and people laugh because they're like, I can tell you really love this. And I'm like, I do. I love everything about being creative and business and the marketing and strategies. Like, I love it all. So, yes, your girl has landed that. And I mean, of course, I had to pray before that meeting. I was nervous. I was like, girl. Now, I've helped some people. I've helped people who had small businesses and they're doing great. The results is good. But I was just like, this business has been around for years. It's like, this has a huge building. Like, this is legit. And I'm finna pitch to them a marketing proposal. Like, what? You know, I was so nervous. So nervous. I prayed before I went in there. And I just, you know, of course, asked God to really just put the words in my mouth. Because I was afraid I was going to freeze up. Y'all, when I say I just started spilling out the things. And I was looking at myself like, girl, who is you? Like, you, it's like I've been in this. I've been doing this. This is my very first one. And I'm telling them things like they would think I've been around doing this for years. So the results, we just started. The results is already showing. They get so excited when I'm talking to them, telling them plans and how we can do certain things. And they're just like, wow. Even their consumers are excited. They love it. So, yes, your girl has been flourishing, but only because of my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, only because of God. Y'all, when I said my spiritual seeking, that relationship was needed. I've grown so much. I've grown so, so much. And then another thing about it is just like, I told you guys, my brand is my journey, basically. Everything in my brand plays a part. From, like I said, my name. From the colors. You know, those colors, my color palette is, you know, one of, like, some of my favorite colors. Colors that calm me, colors I feel like, okay, I love my skin tone, you know, that's part of my self-love. From the products, you know, I can do girly, I can do, you know, tomboyish. I love to relax. I love a relaxing bath. That's why I have bath products, skincare. I have eczema and very dry skin and sensitive. It's very sensitive. So I used to buy these high-end products that would like either burn my skin because the chemicals is too much or just draw it out even more. Now I've been making products. Again, something I've been wanting to do anyway since I was a little girl. I've been making products for my skin and for others who also have sensitive skin, and the results are showing. Amazing. Natural ingredients, like everything, again, with my brand represents me. From the cosmetics, because I'm a makeup artist as well. Love makeup. Accessories, all that. Press-on nails, like my whole line, and I'm having more. When I say I'm putting my hand in everything, I'm putting my hand in everything. People laugh, but I'm just like, keep laughing. Then you're going to be in shock later, and you see this girl, she really got her hand in everything, but she is succeeding, you know? But you got those haters. You got those haters that just like, how you do it? How you do it? But when I was doing it, you were laughing. When I had to start over, you were laughing. Oh, your name is this. Now it's Call Me Silver. Oh, you want to do this. Now it's that. Okay, in a business, you're always going to go back to the drawing board. You're always going to go back to the drawing board. So, anyways, I learned to not let that bother me as well. You know, at first I was scared. I was so scared. But then I was like, well, hell, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And then I'm like, this is a time where you practice your faith, Silver. This is when you're like, God, take control. And he did. He did just that. I launched it. Boom. Results just showing. People like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, they're shocked. They're happy. They're surprised. They're supportive. I loved it. And of course, you know, we have those moments when you're like, oh my gosh, you know, the people around me, I'm thinking they're going to support me, but they don't. I learned to stop looking at the people around me to support me. I have strangers from all over hitting me up, writing me, telling me how they relate to, you know, like my podcast or my posts. They love my brand. They see my creativity. They see my mindset. Things like that pushes me. This is what I wanted to do. Like when I do these podcasts, I don't do this as a job. I do it for fun. So I do try to tell people like, yes, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not as consistent as I was, but I will be working on it. But so much is, you know, going on that I said I would keep on writing down things that I can tell you guys about. So this is it. This is something I wanted to share, you know, my accomplishments. Also, a big one, your girl got her first rental property. Yes, me and my stepfather went in and your girl got her first rental property. And we're looking for more, so that's big. I mean, I'm only 23. And passive income is, first of all, a key to wealth. Passive income is great. That's wealth right there, okay? So, if nobody has told you, I'm telling you. I thought I was going to do this or be at this stage when I was in my, like, 30s and 40s. You know, once I done got successful and I got all this money to be just throwing here in this property and here in this property. But I'm 23 and I got my head start. I'm learning a lot. I've learned so much about credit. I've learned a lot about the real estate. Anyways, the market of it, all of that. I learned what to look for. So all of that is so exciting to me. And I'm like, I'm 23 and I got to do this. Like, God has just been showing out. During a pandemic, I should name my podcast this, during a pandemic. So let's see what else I can tell y'all. Oh, love life. Love life. Ooh, y'all, I had me a little entanglement during this pandemic, but ooh, it didn't go out how I planned. And I wasn't going to talk about it, but I will. It's not bad. Me and dude actually real cool still. It's just he has his thing going on and I have mine. I have my own thing going on. So let's say, okay, so we met back last year and, you know, I wasn't talking to him much, you know. It'd be a few texts here and there, nothing consistent. I saw him New Year's, y'all, out. I wasn't even supposed to go out. I wasn't even gonna leave my friend's party. But we was like, let's go to the club. I'm like, okay, whatever, I look cute. Saw him, and I'm like, okay. Okay. So I was like, well, dang, you know, I think I hit him up like the next day. And I was like, well, you should come chill. No, we haven't chilled in a minute. And he did. We was watching TV and just talking. And I know the first thing he was just like, girlfriends are expensive. And so I would just be like, you know, why are you telling me this? Like, I'm not trying to be your girlfriend. We're just chilling. Like, you know, I'm getting to know you, who you are. The end. Of course, he tried it. So that was a turnoff. I'm like, no. Then he tried to throw in that he had money. Another turn off. I was like, you know, get the fuck out at this point. Y'all, I was not fucking with this dude after that for a little minute. And then March came. My brother's wedding. Actually, that night. So, I was tipsy. I was drunk. I ain't gonna lie. I was drunk. I had the time of my life at my brother's wedding. Me and my best friend, she came down with me. That was my plus one. But yes, turn to the max. I call him. Now, y'all, I told you, I did not care for this dude for real. I don't even know why I called him. He just popped in my head, like, let me call him. FaceTime him at that. I don't FaceTime for real, unless, you know, you're my homegirls. But no, FaceTime him. And we started from there. You know, when I came back, I didn't hit him up. He had hit me up. So, oh, you forgot about me. Then it's like, boom. All right, come over. Let's chill. Let's talk. He was better. Didn't try me. He, you know, didn't throw up. He had money in my face. So we really got to vibe. And it was on from there. Then our entanglement started. Then I really started liking him, infatuated, only because he had the qualities that I wanted in a man. And so I was like, hell yeah, like, this gonna be my boyfriend. I already see it. Yo, did not happen that way. It was, let's see, basically, I'm gonna just say this. He had his goals that he already told me about. He did. And he was so adamant on sticking to it. Like, he was like, I can't do nothing else. You know, no girlfriends, because girlfriends are expensive. You know, I can't even afford to do that right now. All grind, no play. So I'm like, he would always say it until it was time when I'm like, hey, I had to send that text trying to get basically clarification of what we're going to do. Because I'm like, I don't want to keep doing, you know, these entanglement things. And we ain't together. Like, I need to know what we're going to do. I know you don't want a girlfriend right now. But, like, are we talking? Are we going to try to, you know, once you accomplish this big goal? So, you know, he hit me with the, he's trying to finish. He's trying to get this goal. And that's the only thing on his mind for real right now. Okay. Now, the old me, this is where growth come in. Because the old me would have been, I probably had a little attitude. I probably wouldn't have been hurt. Like, oh my God, like, okay, bet. You know, no, this time I was so calm, very understanding. And y'all might be like, girl, he playing. Okay, it is what it is. But me, for me, because fuck him, but for me, I had to be understanding, because I'm like, okay, you know what? Because if it was me, and I have this big thing going on, and I'm trying to be finished with it. Like, this is huge, and it's huge for him. Like, I'm so proud of him. I would probably do the same. You know, you're like, you can chill, but you ain't trying to commit right now because you're trying to get this done, this done. You don't, your life isn't where you want it to be. And so you're like, I gotta stay focused. I cannot try to bring somebody else in if I don't have my shit together. So I understood. That's another thing. And you know what? When he said, all grind, no play, I was like, bitch, you need to apply that to your life. And I did. I had this talk with God, my friends, my family. I was just like, you know, and me and this dude, we ain't nothing. I don't want to deal with nobody else from where I'm from. I was like, other than that, my husband is not from here. Then I was just like, plus I need to stay focused. God's been telling me, stay focused. Because he know how I am when I really start liking somebody. You know, I will get distracted. And this ain't the time to be getting distracted. This is not the time. So, that's where it come into play. I was like, I learned my lesson. But I also learned how to apply it to my life. Use it instead of letting it tear me down. Again, I thought I was going to be so... just hurt. Just... not even just hurt, just, you know, just a little bothered. Like, damn, okay. I had high hopes for us. No. I'm chilling. I'm happy. I'm thankful. And so, yeah, I was like, you know what? Let me learn to apply that. And no, actually, let me apply that to my life right now. Because, you know what? I am on a mission. I'm on a path to millions. I see myself in my dream house that I've been creating, you know. I see myself, me and my child, leveling every year, every season. I just see it. So I was just like, you know what? Sometimes sacrifice, even if it has to be my love life, if that has to be the one I have to sacrifice, so be it. So that is what's been going on with that part in my journey. I have grown, though. Again, I have grown mentally, spiritually, physically. Your girl's been losing some weight. Your girl has been eating better, a lot better, drinking tons of water. Body Armor is like my juice. Even though it's coconut water, it's like my juice. Working out consistently. I try to do 3 to 4 miles. And if I can't, you know, I go to my brother's home gym. He has a little gym by his house. And I'll use that workout, you know, when I can. With virtual schooling, y'all, it's tough. I ain't gonna lie. I probably had to snap at my son's teacher. Not just being just real rude and bitchy, no. But I've had to let them know, like, okay, look, we're still trying to adjust to everything. So they had to work with us. We work with them. We're just now getting in the groove of things. So then I'm also in school full time. Like I told y'all, your girl changed her major. So all this is new. You know, having to take another English class and a math class. And I thought I was done. New school, new, you know, I'm going to university. I was at a community college, which is, I still love my community colleges. I'm not bashing it, but it's just great to be like, okay, I'm at a university right now. Like, this is great. This is great. I'm transforming. I'm leveling up in life. I'm really just changing, doing things for the better, doing things and accomplishing things. I'm setting goals and I'm going after it. God is first. God is my leader. So, like, I have changed so much drastically. The things that I used to entertain, I can't. I'm quick to cut it off. I can't even fake the funk. I can't even sit there and be like, okay, no, I'm quick. If it's bullshit, if it's drama, hey, that has nothing to do with me. I'm quick to cut it off, y'all. So I've grown a lot. People ask me, how do you stay happy? Finding myself. And it takes time. It takes practice. But you don't have to wait for something to happen. You can start now. And I try to tell people, you know, yes, the business isn't where I would like it. But the fact that I started, is a major accomplishment. The fact that I haven't even graduated, just launched my marketing business during a pandemic, and I'm already working with a big company that's been in business for 15 plus years. Like, booming, big business, big building, and I'm doing their marketing. No degree. 23. You know, just starting out, for real. But this is for me. And what God has for you, nobody can take away. I get so passionate about everything that I talk about, from my brand, from my marketing business, to talking about people's business and helping them. I love it. I'm still learning. I still do my research every single day. That's how I know I love it, because I'm very consistent. If I'm sitting down, I'm working on my business. If I'm watching TV, I'm on YouTube researching, learning, because I never act like I just know everything. I don't. I'm always quick to take advice, helpful tips, all of that. Just like from, I just told y'all, my failed entanglement. I had to use that and utilize it and learn to apply it. Again, old me would have had an attitude, was like, oh, I'm blocking this nigga. No, I'm not even gonna block him. I wanna see him win. I'm excited for him. You go ahead, I'm happy for you. Now, the old me would have been like, fuck him, blase, blase, he just for the streets. No, I'm not doing none of that. I'm happy for this dude. But I had to take what I learned from this lesson, and I'm applying it. And that's basically me staying focused. And it's crazy, because I've always been, you know, going to church and everything, and people would be like prophets, and they'll come to me, and God be like, stop searching for love, you know, it's gonna come. I used to be like, why do they keep telling me, like, I'm not searching for love, like, I'm just chilling. I, you know, talking to some people, entertaining multiple people, like, what are you talking about? Basically, God's like, stay focused. You want this, stay focused. You don't have time to be chasing this person, trying to see how they really feel about you. No, focus on you, and then it's gonna come. Let's get you to where you want to be at in life, you and your child. And then, boom, you'll be there, okay?
then somebody will come in your life and love you both like you're supposed to. So, again, the whole purpose of this is just letting people know, like, during a pandemic, your girl is still growing and leveling. I could be crying right now with things going on, you know, like I'm self-employed right now. That's scary. It's scary. I still, you know, put in for like little small jobs and stuff, but I'm just self-employed. Like, what? During a pandemic, you would think like, no, I need to be working 2-3 jobs. Like, I need to, no, God is, he's providing. He's like, I got you. I got you. And that's what he's been doing. So I've been growing, and you've heard me say this multiple times during this podcast already. I think that's where my happiness comes from, because it's like I get to see it. I'm understanding. Before I jump and react, I make sure I know what's really happening before I, you know, give my reaction. I try to think of not just my point of view, but their point of view as well. So, y'all, I just ask that if you're on your journey, make sure you really take notes of things. That's another thing. I've taken notes of the ways that I've changed and how I was. I didn't like how I was. I didn't like that feeling. I felt unhappy. I wasn't truly happy. Now I love myself. So I want y'all to do that. Take notes of the things that you don't like about yourself. And let's write down ways that you can change. And then date it. Date it. Date the things now. And then in the future, when you see a change in yourself, when you got to evaluate what you need to do all the time, weekly, daily, evaluate yourself. Am I Christ-like, or am I walking in the better light? Am I really just doing what I'm supposed to do here? Am I being a better person? Am I being a light to somebody else? Am I helping? Am I serving? You know, what is your purpose? So my thing is, I want to be a light to other people. I want to be like, hey, I've been here. You know, a single mother who was a teenage mother, you know, started out living in public housing apartments, made it, living in this huge 5-bedroom house, you know, 6 baths, finished basement. Y'all, I have it. I manifest, I pray, and it's there. I just gotta walk in it and claim it. So write all of that down. Where you see yourself, where you are now. How can you get there? All that plays a purpose. And like I told you guys, your life is your novel, okay? You are the author and illustrator of your own book. So all of this is going to play a part into you transforming and changing. And I'm not saying that I'm all the way there. I'm not. I will forever be working on myself, forever under construction, because you got to normalize changing once you get new information. You know, we probably thought this was okay, but it's really not. What else can I do? You know, some things that work for me may not work for you. But, you know, it's all with growth and learning yourself. That's part of the journey. That's part of the self-care, self-love, selfish, learning who you are, what you need to do, who you want to be, walking in that, claiming that person. So anyways, I do want to thank you guys for tuning in. I will try to be more consistent. Again, I try to tell people I do this for fun, and when I just been having a lot going on, so I couldn't just really just sit down and talk, because if I'm sitting down, I'm studying. If I'm sitting down, I'm working on my business or doing stuff for other people's businesses. Like, I've been busy, but I'm going to work on being more consistent. I do have more topics to talk to you guys about.
Because when I do get some free time, I'll write up a quick little outline of what I want to discuss. I have people who also wants to be guests on my podcast. So that's another great thing, because there's some great people. And I'm ready for y'all to hear their stories and hear how our conversations go. Because with my guests, it's basically a conversation. Nothing's uniform. We don't write nothing down. We'll write down probably what we want to talk about, a topic. And that, we're just talking. It's a recorded conversation. So be tuned in. I will be posting. Make sure y'all go like my Instagram, Color Me Silver, which is my business, and CMS, Brain Elevation, which is my marketing business on Instagram. And then, of course, my personal SilverCheyenne_ on Instagram. I'll be posting updates. I'll be posting just new things that I'm coming out with, because y'all, I know people gonna be like, this girl, when I say this girl has her hand in everything, they're gonna be saying, they already saying it now. I don't even tell my friends the other things that I'm, you know, working on. I want them to be as surprised as y'all are. So yeah, just make sure y'all tune in. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the positive feedback. Thank you for even just wanting to participate. Thank you for being a part of my journey. So I'll be back. Thank you again. Bye.